You know, what we're really trying to do is establish a sense of community among worship arts leaders, believing that in that context we have a great position for learning and formation and leadership development, and that naturally will impact the effectiveness and excellence of worship in our local churches. And furthermore, I'm enthusiastic about this. I actually think it's possible to create this kind of culture and community and to facilitate learning while remaining above the fray in terms of form and style and camps and preferences, all those things that naturally rise out of worship conversations. Culturally speaking, I think we're in a time and place where contemporary leaders are very curious, relational and mutual in their approach to planning and leading, and not so positional. In fact, I would put it this way. I think we have survived the praise and worship movement and the worship wars, and now it's time to start reconstruction. It's a good time for that. Or we might even look at ourselves according to the pattern of the psalmist and say we've been through an orientation phase, a disorientation cycle, and now we're in a place of reorientation. And that would be that place that is above the fray, where we focus our worship on the story of God, and the reality of Christ is at the center of our response.